Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia through the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics, where today we're going to be asking this question. What really is the church? I mean, let's face it, there are a ton of gatherings that happen throughout the world each and every week. Many of them are called churches, but are they really true biblical churches? Well, today on our panel, we have Christina Ivankovic.
Yes.
Okay, I got it correctly. Christina is a coordinator in our Project Life department here in Zagreb, Croatia. And Christina, well, real quick, let me also introduce Josef Stojcetovic. He is the director of Project Lighthouse here in Croatia, overseeing our different congregations here. But I don't want to talk about you, Josef. Why don't you let the listening audience, Christina, know a little bit about yourself? Do you want to try it in English or Croatian?
I can try in English.
Good. Let them know what you do in Project Life. And then maybe give a little bit about your church background.
So, hello to everyone. My name is Christina Ivankovic.
I already told him that.
And I know. I just want to introduce myself.
Good.
And I'm working now 2 years with Project Life. That is kids ministry, basically. So I doing Bible lessons, crafts, and all kind of things. I'm also on Knox Theological Seminary, also 2 years from now. And before that, I have Catholic background. So my beliefs was not good in that time, but now I think I'm on correct way. So I'm also follower of the Christ.
Good, good. And I remember when, Christina, you first came. You came to our first ever Christmas concert we had here in our little facility, I remember. And I remember you were invited, I believe, by your sister, right?
Yes.
Vicky, who's also studying at Knox. And I remember you came, and then you slowly started coming and getting involved, and you trusted in Jesus, your Lord and Savior, and you've got such an amazing gift with the children. Real quick, why don't you tell the story to the audience, the first time you ever went to the Romi villages with us. Now, let me give a little background here. Most people in Europe struggle a little bit with the Romi population because of some bad experiences they've had with them. And so we have Christina, Croatian young lady, right, saying, hey, Christina, why don't you come with us and let's go serve the Romis. What was your first thought?
I will do it in Croatian now.
Okay.
Prvo, to je bila prevara. Ja nisam znala gdje ja idem.
She said she was deceived. She didn't actually know where she was going. Now, I didn't deceive you. I think probably Josef did, right?
It was not Josef, but ne, ja sam čula samo onaj dio rad s djecom i mene je to privuklo. Nisam znala šta me očekuje, di idem, u šta se upuštam uopće.
Really? What she saying, it's the first time I heard this, by the way. She said she had no idea where she was going. She heard, okay, we're going to go work with some children. She was excited about that, but she had no idea that we were going to Romi villages.
Da, u to vrijeme to nije bila naša služba, nego smo radili uslugu drugoj crkvi.
Yeah, yeah, she said at that time we had just started, so we hadn't yet formed our projects there, so we were working with somebody else who had introduced us there.
I tek kad smo krenuli tamo, ja sam saznala da se radi o Romima i da ćemo tamo ostati par dana, što je bio stvarno šok za mene.
She said that when she first found out that we were going, you had heard that we were going to stay a few days?
Yes.
Oh, so the first time you ever went is when we stayed over?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, so she jumped in the deep end of the pool. Usually when we first take volunteers there, we just take them for a couple hours on a Friday. Yeah. You actually, your first, oh, I didn't know this, your first experience was you stayed overnight at the farmhouse.
Yes,
up there.
Yes, 3 days.
So for 3 days straight, yes, you were involved in the Romi villages. Okay.
Očekivala sam nešto sasvim suprotno, jer Romi u Hrvatskoj imaju slove za bezobrazne, nesocijalizirane.
Yeah, she expected something totally different because again, the Romi families here in Croatia. A lot of bad experiences, a lot of bad things have happened. They're not very social and they don't integrate very well with other people. And again, we don't want to make a general statement of all Romis, yes. But unfortunately that has been the history here, yes.
Dobro, to se sve zasnivalo na tome što sam ja čula o njima. Nisam imala nekog pretjeranog iskustva.
Yeah, she said, actually, let me just really throw a disclaimer. She goes, these are things I had heard growing up, and she said, I never had negative experience with them, but these are just things she heard, and therefore that's why she had certain walls.
I kad sam prvi put došla, vidjela te ljude, tu djecu, tu toplinu, otvorenost, bila sam očarana. I od tada, evo, već sad, 2-3 godine ne mogu prestati odlaziti tamo.
She said, when she first got to the village and the children, she saw their warmness and their love and just how they just hugged her. She said it was at that moment that she was just taken in, all the walls came down, and she's been now, what, 2.5 years, 3 years going to the Romi village.
Zanimljivo da u to vrijeme čak i nisam bila kršćanka u pravom smislu. Ali osjetila sam kako Bog već tada radi na mom srcu.
Oh, that's great. I didn't know that either. She said at that time when she first went as a volunteer, she doesn't think she was yet truly in a relationship with Jesus Christ. I mean, she was learning and everything, but she said that, you know, it was from that point that God really used that to really draw him to himself. So that's awesome. Good stuff, Christina. She does a great job. She's working with our local children here in Zagreb, Croatia, in our churches. She's also working at orphanages here in Zagreb, yes, in Project Life. She is actually the one who got us into the largest Croatian hospital here in Zagreb, working with children, yes, there. So we've got that going. Also doing a lot of kids camps here during the summer, and Christina organizes all that. On top of that, all the work with the Romis, getting her master's in at Knox Theological Seminary. Boy, Kiki, you've come a long way, huh?
Yeah, it's not me, it's God.
There
really.
You go. Good. So tell me, what is church? What's the real church?
For me, yep, the real church, I will do it in Croatian, I apologize. Za mene prava crkva nije denominacija, nisu zgrade, nisu podjele. Za mene prava crkva je Krist.
She said for her, the true church, it's not a denomination, it's not a bunch of buildings. For her, the true church is Jesus Christ.
To nisu nikakve građevine. To je ono što mi izgrađujemo u našem odnosu s Isusom. Za mene su crkva vjernici koji poznaju Isusa.
Yep, she said for her, the church is, and this is obviously very biblical, the church is comprised of those people who have trusted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Why, we talk about it all the time. The true church of Christ are the sheep of Christ, sheep, right? And what did Christ say in Matthew 10? He says, John 10, I'm sorry. I give up my life for my sheep. My sheep know my voice. They hear me, they follow me. I give them eternal life. The true church is comprised of the true sheep of Christ. And he is the shepherd. Now, Joseph, let me just turn this to you. What about those who are not the sheep of Christ?
Well, he read in the Bible, they're sheep and they're goats. And those people which are written as goats are not called, not elected people. So they're sheep, church, called people, assembly of God, who follow Jesus as the head, as a leader, and those who follow the devil.
The goats who follow the devil. Okay, let's clarify that, because you're talking about Matthew 25, where Jesus gives the definition of the sheep and the goats, right? The sheep obviously go home to heaven with the Lord, and the goats go to hell. And you are right about that. That's an unfortunate, it's a sad thing to think about, but it's reality. And so when people talk about these gatherings that happen every week, they call it a church, and you've got large crowds, and you've got rock music, and you've got all these different things happening, and people say, look at that church. Got to be careful with the definition, right?
Yes. Also, another thing which characterizes the true churches, the church are people who follow Christ, who listen teaching about Christ, and who worship Christ as God and as a Savior. If they worship the music or the pastor, or they go to have good feelings, that's not church.
That's right. There you go. The sheep go to hear the voice of the shepherd. And how do we hear the voice of the shepherd? 1 Corinthians 2:16, Paul says, the Bible, referring to the Bible, is the what of Christ? It's the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. So, why should people go to church, Christina?
Pa prva stvar je Isus Krist.
First thing, because of Jesus Christ.
No, nažalost, ljudi to često stavljaju na posljednje mjesto.
And she says, unfortunately, a lot of people, they usually put that at the last reason why they go to church.
I onda ispada da se ni ne sjete više razloga zbog kojeg idu tamo, jer pobrkaju sve ostale ljudske stvari, materializam sa onim bitnim.
Yeah, she says, unfortunately, what ends up happening is they get confused and they forget what the real reason is, that Jesus is the real reason to go to church, and they start using a lot of human reasons to go to church. For instance, I read a poll from the United States, one of our elders there sent it to me. He said the three major reasons why people want to go to church. Three main reasons why people choose a specific church. Reason number one is location. Reason number two, children's ministry. Now, Christina, as important as children's ministry is, it's not the most important thing. And number three, fellowship. What is missing there, Joseph?
Missing God, the Savior. They go for themselves. They don't go for God. So that's, and we need to be, all of us, careful. Why we go in church? Many times, I have friends there, or there are good music come, and we call, even we don't call people to worship, but we call, there's good music, there's good fellowship, maybe good food. But the main reason is we to go into worship our Savior.
That's it. And it's funny because I say to our people here in Croatia all the time, what's my favorite saying when I say about what I'm going to teach you? Do I care what you think you need? What do I say?
I know what you need, and you need the Word of God.
That's it. I don't care. And this sounds bad, I know. Listening audience, listen very carefully. As a pastor, I don't care what the congregation thinks they need. I am not here as a pastor to satisfy their needs. First of all, I don't have the ability to satisfy somebody's need. Only Jesus does. And second of all, I don't care what somebody thinks they need. And my mandate comes from Christ. It does not come from culture. And Christine, I tell you and your team at Project Life all the time, you know what your children need. Now, they may tell you what they think they need, but you, as a mature adult, a strong young lady in Christ, you know what the children need. Guess what? You give them what Christ tells you they need, not what these kids think they need. And unfortunately, you see in churches today or gatherings today that the pastor is kind of in bondage. He can't preach an in-depth sermon from the Bible. He can't preach a long 50-minute to hour sermon where he's properly doing expositional preaching, letting Scripture interpret Scripture, comparing Scripture with Scripture, explaining the Bible with the Bible. He can't do it. Why? Because people say, we won't go to that church anymore. Why? Because people are not going to get the mind of Christ. They're going to get their ears tickled. They're going to get their feelings satisfied. They're going to get their personal needs met. Let me tell you something. You don't go to church to feel good. You go to church to worship who, Christina?
To worship Jesus.
That's it. And the result should be that as you worship Him, you will start to get lined up under His will. And that's where blessings come. Peace, joy, contentment, hope. But guess what? Maybe there are going to be times when you hear the word of Christ and you're not feeling so good what you're hearing. It's called conviction. But that's interesting. Conviction leads to confession. Confession leads to repentance. Repentance leads to reverence, worship of Christ. More on that when we come back.
You're listening to Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic from his church location in Croatia. Hot Topics is a ministry of Gospel on the Go with a support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, where each week Andrew gives the Word of God via live webcast. For more information about service times and directions to Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, please find a link to their site at gracenetradio.com. And now, back to Hot Topics. Here again is Dr. Andrew Vuksic.
Welcome back, everybody, to Hot Topics, where we have Christina and Joseph on the panel, and we are discussing this idea of what is the true church. And on the first part of the show, we've discussed that the main reason, the only reason why anybody should ever go to church is to worship the Lord of the church, the head of the church, which is the popular pastor, right?
No.
No.
No? Which is all your friends.
No.
Good music. Great fellowship and food afterwards.
No.
Oh, well, the seats are comfortable. The lighting is great.
No,
isn't that
of course.
Sad? Stuff like this you hear is the reason why people go to church? And you never hear somebody say, because of Christ. Well, wait a second, didn't Christ die for the church? Didn't he shed his blood for the church? And yet, so many people, week in and week out throughout the world, go to places they call church, yet they're not worshiping the Lord of the church. Pastors aren't preaching about the Lord of the church. Songs are not pointing people to true worship of the Lord of the church. And people are not thinking about the Lord of the church. But large crowds are gathering. Is that a church, Christina?
For me, it's not.
Large crowds? And again, in our pragmatic, practical way of thinking in Christianity, which is very dangerous, we often equate God's blessings based upon the size of the crowd. Well, God's obviously blessing that place because look how many people are showing up. Is that a true church?
It's not, because there are many people who even don't know Christ. I know I was going a few years in church and I was not the sheep, I was not saved, I was just crowd. Why? Because I never hear actually what Jesus did for me. So Jesus was nice guy who was there thousands of years before, and I didn't truly appreciate what he did because I didn't know who I was, that I was a sinner who was forgiven. So if people go and listen nice things and they don't know who they are and why they should worship Jesus, of course they will go for entertainment. But if they know that Jesus saved them and who were they in front of God, when they go and they realize what God had did, they go to revere and to worship and to give him glory.
Yeah, and it's very interesting. The true church are the sheep of Christ. He's the true shepherd. He lays down his life for the sheep, right? Now, that does not mean that non-believers are unwelcome to come to their church, right, Christina?
Of course.
Right. What do? Non-believers come to the church. Do we as a church create an atmosphere to cater to the non-believers?
No.
Of course not. We don't bring the world into the church. We want to bring heaven down into the church. A non-believer should come into a church and a non-believer should not say, wow, this place is comfortable to me. Why shouldn't they say that?
Zato što mi tu nismo vjernici da ugodimo njima, da ugodimo drugim ljudima, nego Bogu.
There you go. She said, as a church, we are not here to satisfy the non-believer. We are here to satisfy the Lord. And of course, when a non-believer who is in the world comes into the true church, which is not of this world, there should be a difference. The non-believer should not say, wow, this is kind of like what I saw at the rock concert the other night. Oh, that preacher, he's a funny guy. Kind of like the comedian I saw on HBO the other night. Oh, wow. They give me nice soft words here. They tickle my ears. They make me feel good. I never hear anything about sin. I never hear anything about God's judgment. I never hear anything about how I have to be obedient. This stuff is good. I like this type of church. Is that a church? And we know it's not a church because in 1 Timothy chapter 3, Scripture tells us what the church is. The church is God's household. The church is the church of the living God. And watch this. It is the pillar and foundation of the truth. That's the church. What is a foundation?
The foundation is Jesus Christ.
That's it. It's the gospel. That's the foundation. If you're not preaching Jesus, if you're not preaching the bad news that we as humans have a sin nature. We're disconnected from God. We're under the judgment of God, the just judgment of God. There's nothing we can do to please God or satisfy God through our own efforts to get ourselves out from under eternal damnation. If people are not preaching that, they're not preaching Christ. Because if you don't know the bad news about yourself, why would you be interested in hearing the good news about Christ? Christina, when you came, I remember you started coming to services, and again, we were a small little group at that time, and so you couldn't hide. I knew at that time you weren't a follower of Christ, but my mandate's from Christ. I needed to let you hear the bad news. I can't just sit there and say, Christina, God loves you, and you're okay in God's sight. He created you. It's no problem. Live how you want. He'll forgive you. It doesn't work that way. But that's what a lot of these gatherings do week in and week out. The problem is, according to Scripture, they are not laying the proper foundation, which is Christ. But there's something else besides the foundation of truth. It's called the pillar of truth. You guys know what a pillar is? Think of the Greek structures. You got the big pillars. What does a pillar do? The pillar holds high something that can be seen from a distance. Well, the church should be holding high the word of truth, God's truth. It shouldn't hide it so that a non-believer doesn't get offended. We shouldn't lower the standards of God's truth to satisfy the goats. No, we have a foundation, which is God's truth, his gospel, it's Christ. And we have a pillar, which is the truth of God. And we hold it high to the standard that God has. And let me tell you something. There are things in the Bible that will offend. It's going to offend a non-believer, and it should. It's going to offend a believer, and it should. My words shouldn't offend. My words have no power and authority as a pastor. But God's word, if it's held high, it's going to offend. But it's going to let everybody know, as it's held high, this is the pillar of God's household, his truth. We don't hide it. We don't compromise it. We don't water it down. And we do not dare edit God. He's given us his word. Christina, recently we were sharing in one of our staff meetings about, as I've been now doing new, more intense teaching to all you guys. What's been happening with you, Christina?
Много toga.
A lot, she said.
Postala sam u jednu ruku neumjesna. Znam da je Božja istina nepromjenjiva i stalna i da ju ja moram podijeliti. I ja ju u svakom trenutku imam potrebu podijeliti, bez obzira koliko to moglo uvrijediti ljude, pogoditi.
She says she's got a new passion, a new confidence, a new desire to share God's word. And before, it was a little bit uncomfortable, right? Because yes, people maybe wouldn't accept it. They thought you were weird. Now you understand what you need to be doing, right? You've got a conviction. See, before you had cognition when it came to God, a knowledge of God, right, in his son Jesus Christ, which was good. But that's not spiritually mature. You're moving to a new level from cognition now to conviction. You're becoming strong in the word. That's how you overcome the evil one. 1 John chapter 2, John tells us. And also this conviction, you can't help but want to share it. You want to lay the foundation, you want to hold the pillar high. Is that right?
Yes.
That's the church. That's the church. By you, Yosef, after every message, you're coming up to me and say, oh gosh, God spoke to me on this one through the word. God's hit me in the head on this one. What's happening with you?
Well, there are many wounds and many fortresses which I built before in my life, which were not so pleasing to God. Now, while you were preaching, God destroyed those, and I started to build new. And the main thing which I was learning this week is to please God, not people. To please God, not people. Because we cannot please people. And especially not to please sinners, because then we will lead into sin. But to please God, because the most important thing is to honor, to worship, and to give glory to God.
There you go. And let me tell you, and it's funny, because how have you been convicted? Like Christina, I didn't sit there and say, Christina, what's wrong with you? You're a believer. Look what we've done for you in sharing the gospel. How dare you, Christina, be shy or afraid to go share it with somebody else? We don't bully you into that, but God's word starts to convict you. Same with you, Yosef. I'm not going to sit there and say, Yosef, I can't believe you're a people pleaser. What's wrong with you? You should know better than that. No, you let God's word convict you, right? And that's what it is. God's word, Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29. God says, my word is like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces. Well, what's the rock? It's a hard heart. Well, guess what? If a church or a place that calls itself a church is doing nothing but giving soft words, you're not going to break open the hard hearts of non-believers and even of many believers. Well, guess what? Soft words lead to hard hearts. But guess what? Hard words lead to soft hearts, tender hearts towards the Lord, soft, humble hearts towards the Lord. I think it was John MacArthur said that the Bible is like a jackhammer that we use to crush the hard hearts of people. And if we're not using the jackhammer in a place that's called a church, well, guess what? That means you're not using the right foundation or the right pillar. Guess what? It's not a church. It's an entertainment center. It's an event gathering. It's a place where people feel good. You cater to their needs. But is that a true church of Jesus Christ? No, that becomes a man-centered, human, pleasure-seeking place. That's not the church of Christ, because that's not a place where Christ is worshiped. Do we want non-believers to come to church? Absolutely. We want them to get hit with the hammer of God's word, where he breaks open their hard hearts, like what happened with you, Christina, what happened with you, Yosef. Don't ever be afraid to give the proper foundation of the gospel. Do not ever be afraid to hold up the pillar of God's truth, because that's God's household, that's God's church. It's the truth that God has given us. It's the mind of Christ. And that's what leads people to proper worship of Christ. Thanks, guys, for being on the show.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.